Thank you.
Just a few comments. I obviously will be talking about the Natural Resources and Environmental Science program. I want to say that I have been the director of this program for the last 20 years, and I'm proud to say that I'm a 1976 graduate of the Natural Resources and Environmental Science program. And the way my the presentation is going to go today, I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the background about the Natural Resources and Environmental Science program, the academic program itself, the curriculum, the students, and then we conducted a survey of recent Natural Resources and Environmental Science graduates, which provided us with some very interesting information concerning what environmental science students would like to see in the future in their courses and their curriculum, and I'll be showing that towards the end of the presentation today. I want to acknowledge my co-author on this, Jane Wershock. Jane's not here today, but she's been instrumental and actually developing with me the survey that we conducted, and she's actually our undergraduate program coordinator for the NRES program. NRES, what is it? A lot of people get confused by this. It is one of the oldest environmental science programs in the United States. The only other environmental science program that was established was Yale University back in the 1960s. This program was actually started, the people started thinking about this in the 60s. The program got started in 1969, so it's a relatively old program. It's an interdisciplinary program within the College of Agriculture, and what we try to do in this program is give students a good technical background so they can go out and solve environmental problems. So that's sort of the key behind the program. Just a couple of quick comments about the program. As I mentioned, it was established in the late 1960s. The committee that formed this was an interdisciplinary committee that consisted of faculty members from the various departments within the College of Agriculture, and there are 9 different departments within the College of Ag all came together to form this curriculum. It was the first of its kind, so I'm very proud to have been the director for the last 20 years. And the leadership model has varied somewhat. In the 70s, 80s, and 90s, there was a single director of that program, co-directors who tried co-directors, one from Ag Econ and one from Forestry back in the late 90s and early 2000s. And then starting in 2008, we just went back to a single director. There's some oversight by the department head in the agronomy department. Half of my appointment is in agronomy as an environmental soil scientist. The other half is director of this Natural Resources and Environmental Science program. So back in the late 80s, the interdisciplinary programs were all asked to join various departments. Anyway, we reluctantly agreed, sort of, to answer to the agronomy department head, but most of the time we report directly to the dean of academic programs in the College of Agriculture. So just the structure of the program, it's an undergraduate program. It has a modest budget, a very small budget. We have a small part-time staff, Jane Wershock, Don Fushi. It's an interdisciplinary advisory committee. We get together twice a year. This includes faculty members from political science, from earth and planetary science across the street, so to speak. And then we also have members on the committee from various departments within the College of Agriculture. NRES is represented on all College of Agriculture committees. So that means I serve on every committee imaginable. All right, because I am the director, and I am the only person that can actually serve on these committees. It's very time-consuming. All right, so the program supports the normal array of undergraduate activities students in the program. So what's the academic program like? There's one major, all right, 5 concentrations, which is kind of a unique feature of the program. You can focus in air quality, you can focus in environmental policy analysis, You can do land resources. You can also focus in the water quality area. And then the last focus area is emerging environmental challenges. So there are five areas in which you can focus in the NRES program. There are two minors. You can actually, within the College of Ag or across the campus, in the main campus, you can get a minor in NRES, or you can get a minor in sustainable environment. So I'm going to talk about that here in a few moments, all right? So just to give you quickly what the curriculum's like, anybody that's got an environmental science program, this is generally what you have. Chemistry, biology, mathematics, calculus, these are statistics. These are the basic requirements for the program, oral and written communications. And then we have a social science and humanities component of the program, which includes economics all the way through multicultural awareness. So, and then other requirements for the program. We have basic requirements in the NRES program. What these courses do is expose students to all aspects of the environment, from policy to water through land, and they get exposed to all of those. We have additional science electives over and beyond what's required in the program. And the concentration, if you're in water quality, you have to take 9 to 22 credit hours. What's unique about the program is we have so many elective hours, almost an entire semester of elective hours. I'm very proud to say that the NRES program has probably the largest percentage of students that study abroad within the College of Agriculture, or even at the university. And the reason they can do that, because they're an eclectic group of students, they also have an interest in study abroad activities. So it's a wonderful part of the program. We have 120 credit hours in our program. Just quickly, we had to decrease our credit hours to 120 credit hours. It was government mandated by the Indiana state government a couple of years ago. So we used to have 132 hours. We had to decrease to 120 hours. These are just some of the environmental courses that we developed within the program. Some of these are obviously cross-listed. Just one that I want to point out is the Natural Resources and Environmental Science Waste Handling course. This is the HAZWOPR course, for those people who are familiar with that terminology. This course right here allows our students to get on hazardous waste sites. To take this course outside the university, it costs probably $2,000, $2,500, incredibly expensive. We actually offer it as part of our curriculum in the Natural Resources and Environmental Science program. Students in the program, currently we have 80 students, and I'm going to talk about why that's the case here in a few moments, and here it is. This is why we only have 80 students in our program. There are now 11 environmental science programs on the Purdue campus, 11. There are environmental programs in chemistry, earth and planetary science, biology, political science, F&R. I could go on and on. There are 11 competing environmental science programs on campus. That goes along with all of the other environmental science programs that are offered by other universities across the country. We are now graduating 50,000 environmental science students who are looking for jobs. It's a very interesting scenario right now. So other student activities, so we have a learning community in the program, which is pretty cool. And we have environmental science club, internships, study abroad, and that just gives you an idea. Student enrollment. Yesterday I was at a talk, and I wish I would have included this. You can get a good idea of enrollment in the Natural Resources and Environmental Science program looking at this graph right now, Democratic or Republican, all right? When the Republicans are in office, our enrollment in the program declines rather significantly. When we have Democrats, it increases significantly. So when I started actually directing the program in the 1990s, early 1990s, the program just increased exponentially. We had 220 students in the NRES program at that time. And it's dropped down rather significantly because in the 90s, All these other programs across the university realized there was this wealth of students who actually wanted to major in environmental science, and they developed programs. So anyway, just a little bit about the NRES program. Student demographics, since the inception of the first graduating class, we've had on the order of almost 1,100 students in the program. Most students are urban, male, female. Right now, we have more females than males. We have poor diversity in the program, all right? That's one of the things that we've been trying to correct over the years. SAT scores are usually a little above average for the College of Agriculture, all right? And 50% of our students actually start as freshmen, and 50% actually CODO into the environmental science program. Attrition is low. When they leave, one of the popular things right now is they transfer into the ecological and environmental engineering program, which just started a couple of years ago. So we're losing some students through that program and the wildlife program. Let's talk a little bit about the survey results. So here they are. We just did a recent survey of those students who graduated between 2000 and 2016. And the reason we did that is because prior we had already conducted some surveys of those earlier students. And I'll bring in some of that data as I talk about some of the results. We had about 24% respond. Actually entering the workforce, 70% entered the workforce right away. A lot of the students in the NRES program elect to go on for advanced degrees, masters, and whatnot. Time to find employment. A lot of students found immediate employment through the NRES program. Other students, it took almost 11 months or an entire year before they found employment. Where they took their employment, actually 78% of them are in some sort of environmentally related job. All right. And employment is similar to the rest of the College of Agriculture. It's right around 90%. So employment, where do they work now? Environmental consulting firms, government. All right, you can see it, all right. It's really interesting. Back in the earlier surveys that we conducted, where do you think most people got jobs? Just out of curiosity. I'm asking you guys a question. So where do you think? Government. Yeah, government. So there weren't a lot of consulting firms. All right. Concentration, where do they concentrate? Most of the students concentrate in land and soils. All right. So that's the main concentration area. In terms of the top subject matter areas, this is very interesting. It's not because I teach introductory soil science. It may be influenced somewhat, but soil science is one of the key courses that they find that they use a lot on the job. Hydrology, remote sensing, biology, ecology, so on and so forth. What areas need more emphasis? I teach an environmental careers course in the spring of the year, and I bring students who graduated from the NRES program into the department to talk about what students need, what they do on their job, and students are not students, employees who come in talk about the need for technical writing skills, all right? And that's one of the key components of where students actually need to study a little bit further. All right, so any questions? Yeah, Albert.
Very nice talk on that.
Thank you, Albert.
So you have concentration.
Correct.
They have changed.
They have changed over time. So we used to have the plant sciences option within the NRES program, and we got rid of that, and we came up with this emerging environmental challenges. Within emerging environmental challenges, where the students have a tendency to focus is on sustainability or organic farming, things like that, which are hot topics right now. I mean, there's a lot of interest in organic farming. Not much. We don't have a lot of students in the air quality program. I'm sort of surprised by that.